Audio 8, The Centuries of a Church. Now you are in front of the main facade of the church fortress of Santa Maria in the Andra Mari Square. Did you know that in the Middle Ages, the merchants had the Virgin as their protector, which is why it is common to always find a Gothic church dedicated to Mary, even if there were more than one, like this one, which they began to build in the 13th century and continued until it was finished in the 16th century. It was the construction of this second Marian church that made the original one, you already saw, become St. Mary the Ancient, and gave its name to our patron saint. And although we can see here how elements from different periods and styles were added, such as the tower and the atrium, it is a Gothic church. From where you are, you can see two entrances to the church, the medieval one, under the tower, and the current one on your right. They constructed this atrium in the 18th century in the purest neoclassical style. They were times of prosperity for the men and women of Ardunia. It was also at the same time as the customs house, which I will tell you about later. In fact, the two buildings are by the same architect, Manuel de Carrera. On the left side of this portico, there is an access to what was the first contemporary cemetery of the existing city of Ardunia, which occupied the space of the protective compound I've already told you about. Do you want to get transcendental? Then let's read. All men must enter only once into the house of their eternity. Mortal, look at me. What I am, you will be. Death must be followed by judgment and eternal failure. O eternity of glory! O eternity of hell! I invite you to enter the interior of the church when it is open. You will discover an impressive layout in the purest Gothic style.